Welcome to Awai Island. There have been a lot of unexpected changes to our lives recently. So, to help you relax and learn, here's a meditation and story. There's lesson ideas and a worksheet to go with this story available for you on Kids Listen and our website. When you visit awaiisland.com, you will also find a matching game and a few printable activities you can enjoy. If your kids are also looking to do some art, we've started a Listening Buddies page. With permission, we'll post our listeners' drawings of their buddies. Have fun with all the activities. Take a deep dragon breath and be calm with us. We're here for you.
Hello, Awai Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awai Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining that you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon in and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as the soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now, your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you, back and forth, back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Breathe deep, in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Hello. Sunshine lit up the earth. The sky shimmered a bright blue, without a single cloud to bring rain or shade. Tanner Toad enjoyed the sun, taking a deep dragon breath in and out. In the toasty warm air, he smiled and closed his eyes, basking until he felt cozy from his head to his toes. The little toad stretched and began his morning hop around. Tanner hopped through the flower beds, checking on the red roses, orange and yellow snapdragons, green ivy, and purple petunias. He stopped and took another deep dragon breath in and out. enjoying the wonderful scents in the air. All the flowers smiled as they soaked in the sun. Tanner smiled too, as he went hop, hop, hopping by. Soon, the little toad began to feel hot. It was time for a break in the shade. Tanner knew where to go, his favorite spot under the ferns. There was enough shade there to cool off, with a little bit of sunlight filtering through the airy leaves. So off Tanner hop, hop, hopped over to the ferns. When he got there, he saw another toad in his spot, facing away. Tanner hadn't seen this toad before and became excited. Maybe he would make a new friend. Eagerly, the little toad hopped over to the fern and said, "Hi, I'm Tanner." The other toad stayed in place with his back to Tanner. Tanner felt sad the toad was ignoring him, and then annoyed. Why did this toad think he could sit in Tanner's favorite spot and then ignore him? That was just rude. Tanner decided he would tell the other toad how he felt when suddenly there was a big rumbling sound. A truck drove by on the street. It was so loud that it hurt Tanner's head. He held a big leaf over his head to block the noise and watched the truck go by. Tanner felt relieved after the loud noise rumbled away and sighed. Then he looked back at the other toad, who was still facing the other direction. Now Tanner was puzzled. That was a really loud noise. Why hadn't the other toad even looked? Could the other toad hear it? Could the other toad hear anything? His frustration at being ignored melted away, and Tanner decided to give the other toad another chance, just in case. So Tanner hopped up a little further, making sure the other toad could see him. The other toad smiled when he saw Tanner. Tanner wrote, "Hi, I'm Tanner," in the dirt under the ferns. The other toad smiled again and wrote back, "Hi, I'm Tad." Then he said to Tanner, "If you look at me while you're talking, I can understand. I read lips, too." Tanner smiled and began talking with Tad. They talked about where they liked to hop, their favorite foods, and on and on. The two toads had a lot in common. They chatted and laughed as they rested in the shadow of the ferns. Then Tanner told Tad how he had thought that Tad ignored him when he hopped up to the fern and said hi. Without the rumbling truck, Tanner would still think Tad had ignored him. Tad sighed and told Tanner that happened to him a lot. Tanner felt sorry that his first reaction had been to think Tad was ignoring him. He almost missed out on a new friend. The little toad decided from now on he would take a deep dragon breath in and out, and then look for clues before assuming he was being ignored. Tanner wanted to be sure he noticed opportunities to make friends. He thought about what he could do for Tad. "Well," Tanner said, "I can listen for you and let you know what I hear. Then maybe that won't happen again." "Sure, and I can look out for you and let you know what I see. I see really well. I can find the tiniest bugs." The two friends smiled and sat chatting under the fern all day. Soon it was time for a nap, and the two toads left to go back to their homes. They made plans to meet under the fern later. Tad was going to show Tanner his favorite flower beds. Tanner yawned as he hopped into his home. The little toad thought of all he had to be grateful for. Tanner was happy for the flowers and the ferns. He was thankful he had learned to pay attention and think about why others might act differently. Most of all, Tanner was very happy to meet Tad. Now, he did have a new friend. Tanner hugged himself tight and then relaxed. He took a deep dragon breath in and out. The little toad took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Tanner's mind quieted as he imagined the beautiful sights and sounds he would share with Tad. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.